This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The stones are moving. Not the polished stones of manufactured monuments, but the rough-hewn stones of remembrance of rebuilding. For generations, Israel has known scattering, a consequence spoken of plainly by Yahuwah through Yirmiyahu, a judgment enacted by those who sought to erase our covenant memory. We were broken, fragmented, carried off on the ships of captivity, and absorbed into the cultures of the nations. But Yahuwah does not abandon his promises. He stirs the embers, and those embers are beginning to glow. It isn't a sudden, dramatic return we are witnessing, not a singular event heralded by trumpets. It's a slow, deliberate process of reclamation, a laying of stones, one upon another. And these aren't the stones of a new temple, constructed to mimic what was, but the stones of altars, simple, humble places where we remember, where we reconnect with the ancient rhythm of covenant life. This isn't about longing for a past that can never be fully recovered. It's about responding to a prophetic imperative, a call to rebuild what has been broken, to reclaim what was stolen. The scattering served its purpose, a refining fire, but the time of exile is drawing to a close. Yahuwah is gathering his people, not by force, but by a stirring within the heart, a recognition of our shared inheritance. And the gathering isn't confined to one place, to the political construct falsely labeled Israel. It's happening everywhere. Look around your cities, in your neighborhoods. Scattered Israel is awakening, and the evidence is not in grand pronouncements, but in quiet acts of resistance in the rebuilding of community. We see it in the rediscovery of ancestral skills, in the return to forgotten languages, in the reestablishment of Kodesh practices within the home. It's the rise of networks, resilient and independent, deliberately separating themselves from the Babylonian systems that have held them captive for so long. These are the new altars, not built of stone and mortar alone, but of shared memory, of mutual support, of a commitment to living in accordance with the covenant. This is the weight of the scattering being lifted, the slow, arduous process of becoming a people again. It's a reclamation of identity, a remembering of who we are, not merely descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but a covenant people set apart for a holy purpose. But understand this, restoration is happening in opposition to the forces that sought our destruction. The unraveling of Edom is not a separate event from the awakening of Israel. They are two sides of the same coin. As Edom's grip weakens, as the scarlet thread of their deception frays, Israel is emboldened to rise. We see the signs, the shifting power dynamics in the east, mirroring the prophecies of Yeshayahu, the exposure of Edom's schemes, the revealing of their false narratives. This is not merely political upheaval. It is a divine judgment unfolding before our eyes. And as Edom fractures, as their staff breaks, Israel finds the space to rebuild, to reconnect, to remember. These rising altars, these scattered stones, they are a defiance of the Edomite agenda, a rejection of their attempts to assimilate us, to erase our identity. They are a declaration that we are Israel, the covenant people of Yahuwah, and we will not be silenced. This isn't a call to arms, but a call to remembrance, a call to rebuild our communities, to reclaim our heritage, to live in accordance with the covenant. It's a call to lay stones, one upon another, and to raise altars to Yahuwah, wherever we may be. For the time of restoration is upon us, and the scattered stones are beginning to gather, preparing for the day when Yahuwah will fully restore all things. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.